Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today is the second day in the series of podcasts on maximizing team power. I want to share with you today how to build a formidable team. The reason is that last week I explained to you the power of a team, and no matter how powerful a team is, if you don't build a formidable team, you have a problem with being able to harness or take advantage of all that a team has to offer. That is why it is crucial you settle down, you make every effort that is possible to build a team that is formidable, you make tangible and serious effort to build a team that can stand the test of time, and you make serious effort to build a team that will be able to help you achieve the results you want to achieve. If the team you are building doesn't help you achieve the results you want to achieve, then it's obviously a waste of your time, and in fact, it will constitute a distraction to you. But let me also tell you this: if the team you are building is not what the team is not what is not what it's supposed to be, it will sometimes even discourage you from the work you are about to do, the project you are working for, and the goal you want to achieve. Now, let me also first of all tell you what a formidable team is before we go into how to build this team. A formidable team is a team that has within it a group of people that have different capabilities and capacities that when they bring them together will be able to produce tangible results. That is, it's a group of people that when they put their resources together, when they put their intellectual resources, financial resources, experiential resources, you understand what I'm saying, together towards your project, they will be able to get that thing done. For instance, you want to embark on giving secondary school students a proper career career orientation, and you have the money. Now you have the money, but you don't have the skill of a psychologist. Therefore, you bring in a psychologist who, of course, will advise you on how to make right career choices. You now notice that you can do that, but we need somebody that can actually talk to these people. Then you get somebody that has the ability to teach. Then he will be given the material from a psychologist. You will fund it. You need another person that can write. Then you get a writer who will help translate the thoughts and the lessons in writing, so you get this across to these children in the format that they will be able to understand, digest, and apply the principle of making career choice. I'm using this as an example to help you see that when you want to build a formidable team, that must be a team that has different capacities, that when they bring them together, they will be able to achieve the results you want to get. The next thing I want to tell you is that for you to build a formidable team, you must be careful to ensure that every member of your team has the same spirit with you. When I say spirit, don't think I'm talking about church or those spiritual things. I'm talking that people have the same vision, the same goal, the same mindset, and the same attitude towards what you want to get. You see, sometimes you want to embark on something. I want to keep using this career stuff as an example. You want to embark on something like that, and somebody say, what are we going to get? Sometimes there is nothing material for you. So if the person you are getting on your team says, oh, I must be getting material resources, material reward or benefit for whatever thing I'm investing in this, then the person may be the wrong person to work on your team. The reason is that if the key thing that motivates him to do anything in life is money, and you're not getting financial resources, financial reward from the effort you are putting in ensuring that secondary school students get proper career orientation, then the person will be even a discouragement and constitute a distraction to you instead of becoming a synergy. Do you understand what I'm saying? So every person that works on your team must believe in the vision you are pursuing and should also imbibe your philosophies. If there are no people that believe in what you believe, then I don't know why you are bringing them on your team. Don't make them this mistake. I'm not saying they must believe in the same religion with you. There are times you work with people, they have this different religious background, different ethnic background, but they believe that secondary school students should get career education. They believe that we should be able to stop HIV/AIDS in rural villages in Nigeria. You know, stuff like that. Whichever religion, ethnic group, or color the person is, just be sure that people have similar vision, you have the same passion towards it, and of course you have the same orientation that this is not about money. Even if it's about money, of course there are visions you pursue that are about money. Just be sure that all of you are pursuing the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Then of course another important thing you should bear in mind if you are building a formidable team is that every of your team member must be bringing something to the table. What it means is that you have different abilities and capacities. different experiences, different knowledge, different expertise and things like that. It is when you merge these things together that you'll be able to build a formidable team. It's when you merge these things together that you'll be able to achieve results that one person cannot achieve. If all of you have the same orientation, have the same training, have the same experience, and not bringing anything that is different on the table, then essentially you are of no use to the team. It is better that one person mans so that he makes his decision faster than getting different people that are not making any significant input in the progress of the team and the project or goal at hand. Therefore, please, it's crucial that while you are trying to build a team, find out all that needs to be done to achieve the vision you are going for. Find out all that needs to be done to finish up a project. Then get everybody that is required to get that thing done. Once you're able to pull these people together, then they will bring in their different inputs. As soon as they do that and you begin to pursue your vision, begin to pursue your goal, you'll be able to achieve this goal faster than you can even imagine. But if they are the same, there's no input they are bringing, there's nothing significantly different they are bringing. In fact, eventually you even get to pay people and hire people and outsource some of the things they should do on your own. But if you assemble in your team people who have different abilities, you don't have to pay anybody. Every member of your team will be able to get certain things done for you to achieve results. If the end result will bring you money, all of you share the money equitably, of course. But if it's about the fulfillment that comes from the fact that, oh, we have been able to stop HIV/AIDS in rural villages in Nigeria, giving young girls orientation about sex and stuff like that, then you have achieved great measure of result. Another thing I also want to tell you about building a formidable team is that you should be able to attract competent people. I've worked with teams before. I've been called to work in, let me say, committee or team, stuff like that, particularly in my university days and shortly after that. And this is one of the things I found out there. It's not easy to bring people who are very good to join your team. A lot of people have things to do with their time, particularly when you're not paying them. Many of those things are church, non-governmental organization, and all that. It's crucial you build a team that has competence. Now, when you're calling people who are competent, you have to be able to get them close to you and sustain their loyalty. This is not easy. You have to do something to do that. And the first and most important thing you have to do on your own is to make sure your vision is selfless. It is totally selfless. It's not like you want to achieve one selfish goal and you're looking for people to use. Once people find out that it's for your own good and not the good of every member of the team or for something bigger than all of you, many people are going to get away. I mean, they say, like, how can I come to fuel this man's ego and achieve his selfish vision when I have mine to pursue? So make sure that your vision is completely selfless, and if there's anything to gain from the end result, it should be for every member of your team. If you provide good leadership, you're able to sustain competent people. If I come and say, let's do this thing, and I come today, you're not showing me serious sign of being a good leader. You don't know what you want to achieve. You say one thing today and change it tomorrow. You know, that kind of thing. I feel like, what exactly are we doing here? And before you know what's happening, I start losing steam. Before you know, you call for a meeting, I say, sorry, I have something to do. I couldn't make it, and things like that. To avoid competent people that you have attracted from going away, please make sure you provide good sense of leadership and ensure your vision is selfless. Another thing I want to tell you about making sure that your team is formidable is this. Sell your vision wholesale to your team members. If it means taking the first few days of your meetings to begin to explain to them why you are pursuing this vision, why it is crucial at this point in your life that you pursue this vision, what is going to happen to your nation, what is going to happen to your individual lives when this vision is achieved, when this project is finished, when you can help them see these things clearly, that's when you have sold the vision wholesale to them. If you sell the vision wholesale to them, they will be driving it even sometimes stronger than you that found the vision. They will be a propelling force, putting in their best of skill, best of abilities, best of time and energies to ensure that that vision gets achieved. What's the point I've made? Team is very important. Without a powerful team, a formidable team, you may not be able to achieve much results. However, a formidable team does not come by chance. You have to build it by ensuring that you get people who have similar spirits, diverse abilities and capacities, and attract competent people by selling a selfless vision to them and providing them with good leadership. I hope you understand my point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit brojid.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.